I was already pregnant and going, if you know, like still me sneaking in his room and his mom catching us in the middle of the night, and she didn't say anything. And then I go back over there another day and we ended up doing something, and then his dad walked in there. Like, that's embarrassing. So it just don't seem like the girls from this, how do I say it? These millennials, I just think they don't care. They bold.
Well, it's not all millennials because when you think about it just depends on how you were brought up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a millennial, but you won't even know. You won't know it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the way you carry yourself.
It is the way you
So.
carry yourself, but even though, you know, you were sneaking around and stuff, you just don't want that to be out there about you. But also on another note, you don't want the parents of that dude to see you like that. Like she was not embarrassed. She was not embarrassed at all. And like, but hold on, and then Shy, okay, yeah, he was 18 or 19, one of them. And yeah, I said his girlfriend can spend the night. Girl, this little girl got too damn comfortable because I'm doing laundry one day and it's a couple of lingerie things in my fucking wash machine. Like, first of all, that's what I'm saying. They were so bold. To where Shy goes and wash her lingerie, but she's bold enough to wear that in your mama's house. That's the type of shit I think you need to wait and get your own spot and do that.
Yeah, and that's true.
I
It's
just
all
wouldn't feel
about.
comfortable. I can't get with it. And God knows, I don't know what the hell Shanti's out there doing. When she spends the night, like, if you're in somebody's parents' house, do you feel bold enough to be in lingerie around that motherfucker? No.
Nobody should though. You shouldn't feel comfortable. You should not feel comfortable at all. I mean, it's not, would you, could you, you shouldn't feel comfortable at all. You just shouldn't. And I mean, like, back in the day, the men were embarrassed too. Like, the boys were embarrassed. Oh shit, mom, you, mom, knock or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's just like, okay, well, hey, mom. Hello. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's too comfortable.
I
Everything is
mean,
too comfortable.
and the little girl, and then I mean not little girl, but the young lady. Girl, she just came downstairs like, "Hey, mom." Like, I just no.
Already,
Girl,
they not even in a
that
full
little girl been calling
conversation.
me mom since her and Keem started dating. Like, girl,
You gotta earn that. You gotta earn that, Mom.
they don't feel
gotta earn
like
that.
that. And what was I gonna say? I was gonna say something else. Oh, and yeah, it's just embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing when you're trying to get your groove on and the kids are home. Like, that to me is uncomfortable. But so I was dating my ex, and I had on lingerie, right? So all the kids are asleep. This is before they became adults. They sleep. So I go downstairs because I heard something, but I went downstairs to get me a cup of water, and I see somebody in the dark. I'm thinking it's my boyfriend. Girl, I turned the lights on. It was Shy standing right there. You know how embarrassing that is? I'm like, if you don't get your ass to the bed, boy. But it's embarrassing. So if it's embarrassing in front of your kids, how embarrassing is it the other way around? You know what I mean?
I guess she feel like her body good enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2020. like, okay, look, my body is on fleek, so mama gonna like it, you gonna like it the whole damn
thing. I don't, I don't need to like that shit. I don't even want to see that shit. I don't.
I can't remember when he told me not to say nothing, but he said that Shy was looking at his girlfriend's booty because the girl booty is so big.
It ain't all that big, but it's out there. Oh, okay. No, I don't even see a poke, but I mean, she has a nice size, but still, that's one of those things, like I said, you gotta be careful about Brown Shy, because yes, Shy has this carefree attitude, but I'm his mom and Shanti's his sister, and the way he be looking at us, it makes us uncomfortable at times. Mind you, we are fully dressed and he is my child, but at times he looks at me fully, he really makes me feel uncomfortable sometimes. Cause Shanti said that, and then so we was talking about it the other day, and he gonna talk about. I said, Shy, you remember when I got a phone call from the school when the teacher said you was making the little girls feel uncomfortable in the class? I don't remember that, because he just, I don't know, girl. Shy said some messed up stuff. That he said that, and it might not, it was messed up from my hearing, but he told me to go Google it and research it, that a young man is first attracted to their mom.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's true. I have heard that, because that's the first female that he sees. Not necessarily attracted to, but, I have heard that. I hadn't heard that. You can Google that, because it's the first, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the first set thing, like the skin to skin. Yeah, I have heard that.
Well, that's the case, and that's true. That really makes me feel uncomfortable for his child to look at me now. So thank you. That's exactly why I got a lock on my door. Because, no, seriously, when I used to get off from work, and, you know, I go take my shower and change into my, you know, my clothes I wear around the house. Girl, he would have a whole conversation with me through the door. Or if I come out, he'd be sitting there just talking. Like, Shy, let me get my underwears on or whatever. He still be talking like, Mom, I came from you. It's okay. No, it's not okay.
Well, see.
So when you have your little babies, Day Day and JJ.
Cause I used to get in the shower with my mama. Like, it was one, and I mean, this was like when I was about how old, like 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing something. I think we were late for a funeral. Somebody had died. We were trying to catch a flight. I don't know what happened, but she was in the shower. So I got right in, and right when I got in, she got right out. So.
It might have been uncomfortable to her, but you guys are girls. Like, Shanti, like, I love my daughter to death, and I be getting dressed or taking a shower, whatever. Shanti sits there and hold the whole conversation. There's a difference with it to me. Like, you know what I mean? She just sits there. She talks to me. And I'd be like, Shanti, can you wait till I finish dressing? Mom, I came from you. It's okay.
Okay, but what if he was gay? Like, okay, so say for instance, what if, not saying that he is, but what if Shanti was gay? Would it make a difference if your son was gay or not?
No.
Does that make a difference?
No, it doesn't make a difference. I just don't want you to see. I don't want you to see me naked. I don't. I feel so uncomfortable. And I get it. He came from me. And
but yeah, it's hormones now. It's hormones.
It's hormones. And I know, like, he's not going to get whatever behind looking at me. It's just an uncomfortable thing. Here, it's so uncomfortable, like, to the point that I don't even like Jade looking at me. And that's my boyfriend. And Yeah, I don't like for him to look at me at times. Like when he comes in the room, if I leave my bathroom door open, I'll shut the door. And he's like, "Well, I haven't seen everything." Yeah, but no, I don't want you looking at it.
Yeah, that's just like staring. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's me because I also like with my exes in the past, I didn't want them to see me. Like it just to me, it's like don't look at me or no. Like when we get better in the relationship, then I let you see me. I don't know. It's not. And now that I'm older, like. You know, things got bigger and they move a little bit around.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't feel comfortable. Jay has no problem with that. And I asked him before, I said, so you just feel comfortable enough to walk around me naked? Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, see, that's just like the topic that they
discussing
in me and Shy had. And Shy said, well, Mary, you said that you were going to wear shorts. No, I mean, I said I was going to wear short shorts. I said I was going to wear shorts. He was like, but you're short. I said,
what?
Well, I'm not going to be parading around the house in front of you. That's disrespectful towards you, no matter how you put it. That's very disrespectful. He was like, well, what? So you're not going to, I have short shorts, so you're not going to pay no attention to me? No, I'm not going to pay no attention to you. He was like, well, good, I'm not going to pay no attention to you. Okay, that's fine.
Because
it's a sense of respect.
Right. And that's why I'm getting that kind of like, yeah, you know, when he was a baby, yeah, I would, you know, walk around him or whatever, but he didn't know. But I think the age stuff and stuff now, I think I mean, that's just the way I feel as a mother. Like I had a girlfriend that said, that when her son tried to talk to her when she's getting off of work and stuff, she said she just come out naked so he'll walk away because he don't want to see it.
Yeah.
But no, my children, those two Tauruses, they don't have a problem.
I even feel uncomfortable walking around the house in underwear. You know what I'm saying? I used to do it all the time when I was younger, but right when my mom got married, it was like, you cannot walk around in your underwear no more. You cannot do that. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, and see, that's...
I didn't like it, but I had to get used to it, you know?
Yeah, so, but see, that's... And that I guess it's the... And the timing or the, you know, the way we was raised. Like, my mom, when I start getting breasts and, you know, hair start, whatever, it was... I couldn't wear tank... I couldn't wear, you know, my gowns and stuff around the house anymore. Because I had my stepdad was there. So she, because I got mad one day, I was like, that's not fair. And she told me why. You, baby, you have breasts now. You have this, you have that. So no. So I can understand that. Here's the difference. Yeah. Like now, because I don't know. And I can't say it was a jealousy thing. With that, you know what I mean? Like you have a young woman coming up and your daughter's coming up. But I don't see why it should change because my stepdad was like my dad to me. You get what I'm saying? Like I know he wouldn't look at me as, you know what I mean, something out there, but my mom has it in her head that no. Because, yeah, she, you know, was raped and stuff coming up. And, you know, that was, you know, one of those things that
you have 1 minute remaining.
She didn't want me to go through.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's it really is understandable. And like I said, the generation that our parents come from,
yeah, because I don't know, like Shanti, like I don't feel uncomfortable with her walking around because she doesn't, you know what I mean? She's like she is in her house, but I don't feel uncomfortable like my mom would have felt uncomfortable like that because I know Jay's not looking at her like that, you know what I mean? Like, and
yeah, but it's not just the point of him looking at her like that. It's not just that. It's just respect altogether, because my grandpa wouldn't look at me like that.
Right.
But best believe, I couldn't wear, you know what I'm saying? He's not walking with underwear on in the house.
No, she doesn't do underwear on. No, she doesn't do underwear and stuff like that. She just don't wear a bra.
Yeah.
And she has her clothes on, but I don't like, to me, that kind of mess with me because growing up, that messed with me because, yeah, it was explained to me, but I didn't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things, the way we were raised, I believe, like, that's how it was, and yeah, stuff has changed now differently.
I didn't
understand that, and like when they broke up, when my mom and stepdad split, it was even worse then, because yeah, she was dating somebody else, so it was even worse then. It was like, basically, don't come out your room while I got company. But it's like now I'm thinking like, well, why would she even, you know, if you gotta be like that, especially about your daughter, why even date that person? Or bring them around the house like that?
Yeah. And that hurt you in the long run.
Yeah, it hurt, it bothered me. It really did, because I didn't like that. Like, you know, as a little girl, you sit on your granddad's lap, you know, And I get the fact that, hey, you're getting older now, so no, you can't sit on granddad's lap and stuff like that. But I didn't understand. I really didn't.
Yeah.
You're just telling me I can't be on my granddad's lap, but I can shake his hand? What? That's how it was, like, what?
And I mean, and that's just how, that's just how it was a little bit different with me and my grandfather. Like, it was actual molestation allegations.
Wow.
Against Arlington Banks. But
my mom was actually molested by her father. I mean, by my grand, yeah, her father, her stepfather. So I get it. Like, she was, you know, she was very protective over me. And that's, I will respect her for that. I give her that all day long. But like I said, I didn't understand it, but now I understand where she was coming from. She was trying to protect me to the best that she knew how to do.
Yeah. And that's why my mom was over me, but like she said, my mom said all the time, because it was her sister that said, hey, well, your dad molested us when we were younger, and your dad beat my mom or whatever, and it was like, well, he never did nothing to me, mm-hmm. and he never did nothing to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, like, so if he is one less strong, don't you think he would have did to me too? But, you know, thinking back on it, that's not all necessarily true, but do I believe that my grandpa did that after 20 years of my life knowing him?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. But, you know, just having that allegation, like,
yeah,
well,
because That's a very bad allegation. But I mean, I would hope that, you know, somebody accusing someone would be truthful about it. You know what I mean? Not lie, because it's, you know, but you have to, it's a woman at the end of the day. You want to believe her. But you know, some women would say stuff just, you know what I mean, so they can get something out of it, and that's not cool at all, because then when something real happens, you know, people are like, well, you know, woo 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 woo, you know what I mean, and it should never, it should never be like that. It was an episode on the Carmichael Show that came on the other day on Hulu that we were watching, and it did have some very good valid points to it, because the dude that was up there was like, we had drunken sex, and then they was like, well, did she say yes? And he was like, just because she didn't say yes, does that mean that I raped her? You know, like he was scared. He was like, you know, thinking it through, then, and then he wanted to know, because he didn't want her to feel like, you know, I put myself on you. but it was scary. And then I'm replaying, you know, some of this stuff in my head, like, yeah, would you consider that, you know, you being violated? And me and Shanti had a good conversation probably a few weeks ago about something like that. Like, when you're out with a dude, and you know, you say he asked you to go back to his place, you say, yeah, I'll go back to your place. Just because you tell them you'll go back to your place does not mean I'm going to put out that night. It does not mean that. But yeah, but some guys take it as that. And that's not cool to me. But I also told her, I said, yeah, guys have said that. And then they think they was going to get some. And then you don't give it to them, they don't call you back. Cool with me.
Yeah, but it also, and I'm going to take off for the fellas for a minute real quick, because I'm not agreeing with them. I totally agree with you. But some females do. It's all how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's what you lead on. So, I mean, personally, if I was a dude and you all up on me rubbing my penis and doing this and whooping all on me and kissing all on me, sober, you know what I'm saying, sober or not drunk enough or whatever, and you telling me this and you telling me that, I'm going to think a certain way.
Cool. Yeah, and
a man,
I get that. You know? I get that, but it's still like, I don't know. Yeah, you do that, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm gonna give it to you, because I've done that. And then, no, I don't want to sleep with you, but then you get accused. You get accused of with teasing.
Yeah, and it's not right for a man to take it, even if you. It's not. Well, that's not right. However, if you do not want something, You say that from up top. You say that from a given, because
yeah, but you can say that, but they're gonna still try. They're gonna still try. And I'm not gonna lie, some dudes get very aggressive and strong on you. Like,
yeah.
And that's what I told Shanti. Like, it had come to that point one time that I just went ahead and did it because I didn't want to be raped. So yeah, I went ahead and did it. But I tell you this, I told him don't bother me anymore. Cause I just, to me, yeah, we can fool around, we can play around. That does not mean I'm going to sleep with you. It doesn't to me. It does not mean that to me.
It does not. You're right. It does not. But some females do put on to the point where it's just like you will get confused. And sometimes I really do think some men actually get confused.
They get very confused. But when you got
to
force...
Not to the point to rape somebody, though. Not to the point to rape somebody. We're not talking about to the point of raping somebody. However, some men do get to the point of confused where they're just like, they get really upset and will just cut the bitch off because
yeah, day, but I'd rather be cut off than to be put in those situations.
And that predicament, rape is such a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, women are so vicious.
Women can be vicious. Some can be very grimy. But we all, you know, you still have to listen to their story, because
and that's true, because like I said, my mother was a rape victim. Mm-hmm. and she doesn't really express it. I mean, she has told me plenty of times, like, I could have been a product of that rape, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of that rape, I could have been. And honestly, it might still be a question of it, you know, mm-hmm. And that's hard to admit to anybody, but it might still be a question. Do I believe him? Like, no, I don't. But it could be still be a question.
And it's probably bad on her because she's still thinking about that. Because I know me and my mom can have conversations, and she will bring it. She would think back to it. Like, I think it messes with your mental, for real. It really does. Because it it plays in your head. You know what I mean? Like you keep thinking it, you keep thinking about it. And yeah, the thing about the rape, the those allegations and stuff, do you go and say something to somebody? But a lot of people don't say anything. Like, I'm not gonna lie, but I did have this homeboy back in the day, and we hung out like that. I consider him like my brother, but we were hanging out, and he kept, you know, messing with me and stuff. And I was like, well, we can't do that because I'm on my period or whatever. So I go and lay down, and he's still bothering me. Nope, we can't do anything. Can't do anything. So he pulls out his dick, and I promise you, he put it in the other place and did whatever, like held me down, pulled my hands behind my back and held me down. And I really fought with that the next morning, because I was like, did he just rape me? Did he just, you know what I mean? Like, never spoke to him again. He called or whatever. And I just didn't want to be bothered. I didn't even tell anybody. I did tell my best friend. I did tell her. But that really bothered me. Like, do you consider that? So I can't imagine what a real victim must feel when it comes down to that. Like,
yeah. And that's just like the things that I went through, you know, with my uncle or whatever. And it hurts. I mean, because like I said, like, you heard most of it. You and Shaw heard most of it. But, well, pissed me off that day.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to know. And I just told him. And you battle with it. And that's where I really think mental health comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because you battle with that. You feel like two different people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, okay, I'm going to make up this shit in my brain to just, you know,
to function, like, to
myself.
Yeah, and to function, because like after that, like it put me through a depression. It really did.
Like, and I can't even look myself in the mirror. It's like, I still have, like, you know, the dark, like, half, it's like, it's called skin, or, you know, like, just little things that I know that you think that is regular. No, it's, and it hurts, you know what I'm saying? That really, really hurts, like, discoloration, mm-hmm. or just, like, still doing habits, like, using Lye soap. Like, I'll find myself washing my hair with Lye soap.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's what I know. And, you know, you can't really, you try to break out of those habits, but you can't. You can't break out of those habits. You want to, but you can't. Or taking a shower for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Connie, she came into the room one day, and she was like, you've been in the shower since I've been playing cards, and it's now dinner time. Why are you in the shower that long? And it just comes up. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, you can't really, it's nothing you can really, like, you cover your neck because your neck is discolored, or you cover your whole body or your feet. You don't like nobody seeing your leg. And, I mean, it plays a serious role in mental health. And I think that's where a lot of people, and a lot of men too, a lot of men go through it. A lot of men go through sexual abuse. And I think their sexual abuse is misinterpreted as, you know what I'm saying, like S&M or bondage, because they take their pain and they use their pain to hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of, like, and I'm not making, like I said, I'm not making excuses, I think a lot of men who have been sexually abused, they don't know how to cope with it because it's so ashamed. And I think that goes for everybody. And
that's like Terry Crews had been through something, and he didn't say nothing about it for a long time. So I get it, because yeah, the man, they're like the macho, the masculine figures, but if it happened to them or it has happened to them, you won't know about it. Shy dad had said that he was messed with as a child. He never said anything to me about it coming up. It's just recently that he said something about it, that he was raped and, you know, when he was younger.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. But and I was like, I don't, you know, huh?
I had a friend who, he was molested by and raped by his uncle. Or a friend of his uncle, either his uncle or a friend of her uncle. And he was battling with his sexuality. He was battling with his sexuality really bad. He went through a whole phase and he just couldn't make his mind. But it was simmer because, you know, in his brain to have sexual maintenance. Like, that man couldn't.